joining us right now, State Senator Jim Stamas and State Representative Peter Battaglia. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin, and thank you for the weatherman for not having to shovel this.
That's right. Not yet, at least, I guess. They're keeping that in the waiting right now.
Well, so. I think it's a good thing to send it to the other side of the state.
I think that's a great idea. Can you legislate that somehow?
Only for now, but once the snowmobile season starts, we want it over
there
here.
There you go. Exactly. Well, you guys are busy. Not only is it the hunting season, but you guys are out talking about a lot of other stuff right now, aren't you?
We are. We're very excited. We're getting work. Ready to welcome up into this area and up to the Alpena area a lot of the leadership throughout the Michigan House and some of the senators, bringing them in, showing the great opportunities that we have in the great north, make sure that we show them the Farge and so many of the other large businesses throughout the district.
So
we're very excited to get the current Speaker of the House is going to be joining us, and we also have joining us is the incoming elect Speaker of the House, Kevin Cotter. So we're very excited to have both of them joining us, along with several senators and representatives.
You know, Kevin, it's always good for us to be able to get these folks up here. We like to show off what we are, what we have to offer. Then when we're back down in Lansing, you know, we could say, hey, we took you there. You could see the needs and the wants and the concerns of Northeast Michigan. And Senator Stamas, or Senator-elect Stamas, still the majority floor leader, Stamas in the House, along with myself, as one of the founding members of the Northern Coalition of Legislators. So this gives us a stronger collective voice up here in Northern Michigan. You know, you go down to some of the counties in Southern Michigan, there could be 15 to 20 legislators in one county.
Yeah.
I represent 5 counties, and Senator-elect Stamas represents 10 counties.
10 full counties.
10 full counties. Yeah. So we have to stick together and make sure our voice gets heard.
Yeah, and now you're going to do that. You mentioned Lafarge is one of your stops, but you're going to be at numerous locations throughout the area, right?
Right. Our first meeting today is in Alpena at the County Road Commission, but all county road managers in the whole area have been invited, so we're hoping to have a good crowd there. Along with joining us there will be Chairman Wayne Schmidt, who is also a senator-elect in the 37th District, but chairman of the House Transportation Committee now. And obviously, Jim, I think we'll be talking about the needs and wants of road funding.
Well, road funding definitely is the topic in Lansing, I think. And it's exciting to see that the Senate has passed something, although I think it's a challenge that the House is going to take up and look at. The House was very proactive early before the election, sent over a package that, number one, made sure that we were using the current dollars that we had available within the budget. Also, we wanted to make sure that with the road projects that we're getting warranties, and we're making sure that every way that we can be effective and efficient with those dollars is there. The Senate sent over something else with additional taxes coming on to add and make up that difference between $500 million to $1.2 billion difference. And so finding the right blend, mixture, and over what period of time do we want to do it, I think are key factors. And so what we'd like to do is I think, make sure that we take all the tax dollars that we're currently getting for gas. And I think it's been a clear message throughout the whole year is put the dollars that we're collecting towards the roads. And so I think the House has a package that does that over a six-year period. Without raising the taxes, whereas the Senate has changed to a wholesale tax, so all the dollars are, but it to the running.
Yeah, you know, throughout the whole district, Kevin, folks have been saying that they're just not willing to pay an additional gas tax. Yeah. And so find efficiencies and dollars within. And right now with fuel finally below $3 a gallon, boy, it'd be a tough call to try to raise it back up to get some extra dollars in there. But I drove here today from Presque Isle, and Kevin, I did not see an orange cone. So US 23 has got its share of work.
That's right. You're right about that. Well, so some other things. Roads, of course, the main issue, but there are some other issues out there that you guys will be tackling when you come back from the break. One of them is film credits. Tell us a little bit about what we're talking about there.
Well, the last four budgets, actually, since 2010, the House has voted down the $50 million allocated for the film budgets, but the Senate, under the leadership of the Senate, have put the $50 million back in, and we vote on the budget as a package. We can't separate it, so obviously it's been passed, and now the film industry is looking to expand or extend the film credit deadline. Right now, when the deal was made, I believe under Jennifer Granholm, it was sunsetted in 2017. So now they're asking to extinguish the sunset.
The sunset is one of the topics that we're looking at. The other is whether or not we actually start capturing some of those income tax revenue back from as the credits are paid out, and of those that are, have collected some type of the revenue from the state. I'm not sure why we haven't done it, frankly, in the past, but make sure we're trying to capture some of that revenue as it's paid out as part of the income revenue. And returning some of those tax dollars back to the Michigan residents.
Right. Yeah, it's a tough call. Yeah. Folks would rather see when we just got done talking about roads and the needs of funding, and then they find out that we're putting $50 million into film credits. It's a tough call. So yeah. We'll be dealing with that when we get back.
Well, another thing you're going to deal with, another touchy kind of subject, gay lesbian rights. Is that right?
Well, it's called the Elliot Larson law or bill that passed in the 70s, and they were two state representatives out of Michigan. One was a Democrat, one was a Republican, and it was passed, and they're anti-discrimination laws. And now they're being asked to expand them to include more rights for gay, lesbians, and transgenders, which I don't believe has ever been addressed, if I'm not mistaken, Jim.
No, it hasn't. And it's certainly one of those things where you look at the Elliot Larson law, and it was meant to make sure that discrimination is kept away from where it belongs. There is no place where it belongs.
Right.
And so taking discrimination and eliminating it, the challenge becomes how many classes do you create versus just saying discrimination is discrimination. Hire someone based on their abilities to do the job.
Yeah. I don't believe anybody believes in discrimination. So it's kind of a balancing act. Anytime you set up a specific group, you also open that door for more specific groups. I mean, we should have something for lonely broadcasters, Kevin, some special protections.
that would work out pretty nicely. Exactly. Yeah, but you're right. It is kind of a slippery slope at some point then.
It is. It really is. So it's something to be challenging when we get back. And it's been a big discussion.
All right. Well, if they want more information on any of this, I know you guys are out on the road, with these meetings, but is there a way they can reach you if they want to talk about
something? Sure. My number is 517-373-0833. Always willing to listen and encourage people to call.
Yeah.
And mine is 800-626-8887.
Very good. Well, I know you guys are busy, and be safe out there on the roads, and hopefully it just stays the wet stuff for a while.
Right? Very good, sir. And everybody, happy Thanksgiving.
That's
happy
right.
Thanksgiving.
State Representative Peter Petalia and State Senator-elect Jim Stomas, you guys have a great day, and thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.